Six Nations elected council have approved to have certain areas on the Six Nations territory sprayed with aerial pesticides to control the gypsy moth population on the territory and to prevent trees from being destroyed by the insects. The approval came during the May 15th general finance meeting for Six Nations elected council. The spraying will cover 6,800 acres on the territory and will cost roughly $322,000. Six Nations elected council CEO Darren Jamieson detailed the recommendation to Six Nations elected council and said that the sourced funds would come from the Ontario First Nations Limited Partnership dollars controlled by Six Nations elected council.
But it was basically a single application for an estimated 6,800 acres. They've got the areas targeted through mapping. It's roughly $322,000, 465. So it's not nearly the extensive applications we've done in the past, which were considerably more than that. So this is a targeted application. So I don't know whether council wishes to consider that today, given the time sensitivity. I would defer to Jennifer and Wayne. Obviously, it would come out of OFNLP dollars, so it would definitely be a council decision.
Councillor Hazel Johnson spoke on her hopes to get ahead of this issue to ensure that the trees on Six Nations are healthy and are able to thrive without being destroyed by the gypsy moths.
We always have to be ahead of these infestation of these whatever. Because I would hate to see our trees get to the point where they did a few years back when there was no leaves in the summertime. I think we should always be ahead of this game and keep, it's going to cost money to do it. We have to do it. So I'll make a motion to pay that amount and to go ahead with that spraying. And it's based on the fact that I don't want to see all our leaves eaten off the trees again. Thank you.
Chief Mark Hill and Councillor Carrie Bomberry explained how the selected areas were chosen for spraying within Six Nations.
From my understanding and recollection from the last conversation or presentation is that would lay out where the most infested areas are. So that was the first phase to that, and that this is now the second phase of moving forward with those areas. Correct me if I'm wrong, Carrie?
Yeah, he did a very thorough egg mass count, and there's some places that, well, didn't require spraying because there was zero egg mass. So that was the reason why it was kind of select. A lot of it's kind of like on the south, southwest and a little bit down on the north, northeast. But for the ones that he said that didn't need spraying were the ones that it was zero egg mass count.
Six Nations elected council passed the motion to have the targeted sprays take place in the community. Specific dates for the gypsy moth spraying to take place has not yet been marked, but Six Nations elected council say that once the dates are confirmed, community members will be notified promptly to take precautions.